Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, most of y'all here, well, everybody here, and most of those listening that know me know that I live off-grid. And somebody might say, what's off-grid mean? It means I don't live on the power grid. I use solar panels. And I was thinking, scripture verse in Romans chapter 1, verse 20, that basically says that the invisible things of God are manifest by the things we see. Everything about God, everything about Jesus Christ, is seen in nature. God reveals it. It reveals the Trinity through H2O. And the different dispensations of God showing himself through H2O. Solid, liquid, gas. Yet it's all water. Doesn't matter if it's ice, doesn't matter if it's steam, doesn't matter if it's liquid water. It's all water. It's God. God revealed himself as the Father. He revealed himself as the Son when he came and lived in that body produced by Mary and the Holy Spirit. God was in him. We're to be in Christ as God was in Christ. Think of that a minute. We're to be in Christ as God is in Christ. And God has made it possible to do that. He couldn't do it. We couldn't do it when he was a man. Only God could. The spiritual came into the natural. I hope somebody can hear this. I know what I'm saying right now. The spiritual came into the natural. But through Christ and his death and resurrection, the natural can now live in the spiritual. God made it happen. He made a way. And since, what's this got to do with living off grid? I look out here and I see the sunshine. And when the sun shines, I'm happy. Because that means it's hitting my solar panels. And solar panels are making power. And the power is loading up my batteries. So when I need that power, I got that power. Amen? Amen. But when it gets cloudy, solar panels don't put out much power. Sometimes none at all. Of course, at night they don't. And my batteries begin to droop. And they begin to go down. And they begin to get weak. And when I go to put on the coffee maker, gotta have coffee, you know. All of a sudden, the inverter goes beep, 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 beep. That's something you don't want to hear. It's not a good sound. So, what am I trying to say? If anybody can't figure it out, let me make it for you. Faith is a solar panel. But faith needs God to give power to the batteries. Amen? And when you let doubt, which are clouds, get between you and God, guess what happens? Yeah, solar panels don't get the power. And the batteries don't work. And you can't. And you go into default mode. But I learned a trick. That when those batteries get low, and they just don't want to start up the inverter, I go out and start the generator. And the generator kicks in those batteries and makes everything work. So I have found that if I'm in the Word, and I'm in the Word daily, the sun shines on the solar panels. That's me. Which builds the batteries, which is faith, which produces the power for the inverter to do the works of God. But if I get out of the Word, I get out of prayer, the clouds come rolling in, and I start getting weak. And then, I got a generator. I got to go turn on the generator. If I don't let pride get in my way, I'll fall on my face, cry out to the Lord, say, Lord, help my unbelief. Help me, Lord, get going again. And you pull on that cord and the generator starts and the batteries are built up and then the clouds go away and you're back in the sun again. God made it possible by Him entering into the body of a man called Jesus, a perfect man without sin, born of the woman, and by the Spirit of God. He made it possible that we, who are sinners, by faith, can live in Him. No man is justified by the flesh. No man is justified by the law. By the law, we're all under the curse. And the law is another type of cloud. It is a cloud that separates us from the love and the power of God. When we allow ourselves to get to justifying ourselves under the law, we always fail. Because no one today can follow the whole law. Now, somebody out there listening to this may say, you don't know what you're talking about. I follow the law perfectly. And then I'll say, really? When was the last time you went to Jerusalem and sacrificed an animal on the altars of the temple? All you Jews out there, you don't follow the law. You've made an excuse. Because the temple is gone, you've made an excuse you don't have to. And you fool yourself into thinking you're still following the law. You Pentecostals, you holiness people, you think you're following the law. But you're breaking the law. Every day you break the law. Therefore, you're under the curse. There's only one hope. Whether you be Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, Lutheran, Catholic, Pentecostal, it makes no difference. There's only one hope for all of us, and that's the faith of Christ. And that faith of Christ in us to believe Him. It's His power. It's His faith. He gave us a faith to believe in Him, but His faith makes us believe on Him. And when we believe on Him, we believe Him. And if He says you're unrighteous under the law, because you can't do everything in the law, then you believe it. And you give that up and take on the righteousness which is of God, which is a free gift by Jesus Christ. He paid for it. He paid for it. Let's receive it. Let's use it. Let's not frustrate the grace of God. Let's not frustrate the love of God. Let's not frustrate the great mercies that God has for us by trying to take credit on our own for what He has done for us. Amen.